There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska named three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. You do that, I'll give you three brand new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones, Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And if you're already subscribed, thank you. Now, the best thing you can do is give the show a rating, leave a review wherever you're listening from. That goes so far in helping a podcast like this. Subscribe, rate, review, and I really do appreciate it. And I'll do my part in keeping the great guests coming. Just recently, we talked with Neil Halstead of Slow Dive, Emily Hampshire, you know her from Stevie, Schitt's Creek, the band Neck Deep. Actor Michael Shannon was here to nerd out about some REM. We talked with Carrie Brownstein and Corin Tucker of Slater Kinney. Actor Eduardo Franco from Stranger Things. Jack Antonoff, who's the production behind Taylor Swift and Lorde and Lana Del Rey. He's got a new Bleachers album. We hung out with Peter Capaldi, who played Doctor Who behind his new show Criminal Records. McKenna Grace, you know her lately of the new Ghostbusters movies. She's got new music as well. Janelle Monáe was here. Andy Taylor of Duran Duran. Josh Homme of Queen of the Stone Age, Dolly Parton, got the year started. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with actress Monica Raymond and showrunner Rebecca Cutter, both on to discuss the third and final season of Hightown that's playing now on Starz. You know, Hightown, the crime drama. Monica's Jackie Quinones plays the lead. Of course, she's a cop, but also she's an addict, and the drama that goes along with all of that. So, going to be talking with, well, we'll start with Monica. She's going to tell us about how, season three opens up not just as a puzzle to be solved, but one that has to be put together through a alcohol and drug-induced two-day blackout that her character arrives in, and the grand reckoning that she has to go through over the course of the concluding seven episodes. While Rebecca is going to go on to discuss the need to get as much story and action in as possible, bringing in Janine Sorales, whose character Rachel is all kinds of crazy, and what we can look forward to on Rebecca's next series, The Hunting Wives. I'm also going to ask the two about directing their episodes this season, as well as the emotional heaviness, what it's like living with these characters over the past 4 years. You'll get all that and more as we talk the third and final season of Hightown, playing now on Stars. It's Kyle Meredith with Monica Raymond and Rebecca Cutter.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
So enjoyed the season. I even when I'm not watching it, I'm thinking about it. Let's see. Rebecca, we'll start here. Knowing that this is the final season, what does that do for the storytelling? I mean, is it different from, you know, the other two, how you went into this one?
Yeah, I think it's at a faster pace. I mean, also because it's only 7 episodes, it was like, we got some work to do. So it's a breakneck pace. And I had to leave it all out there, you know, and anything that I had wanted to save for future seasons, it's like, now's the time. So I think it's pretty ballsy and pretty, pretty exciting.
I, you know, for me, what my perception anyway is like, it's a shame because the show is so exciting and I do love the storytelling and I feel like it's probably still finding its audience. And I don't know if you sort of have the same feeling because I hear more and more people talking about it as it's coming along.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's funny though. It's a Wild West world now in TV and film landscape. It's really hard to predict any of that. I want everyone in the world to see this show everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's the dream. That would be such amazing.
But I mean, the good news is nothing goes away anymore. Like people can keep discovering it even after it's on the air. And hopefully now that there's 3 seasons, that's like a real body of work. I know some people like to wait and start things after they're done. I mean, I do that. I started Barry like last month. So
yeah,
maybe it'll find a whole new audience.
Yeah.
Now.
And then you can binge it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man, I'd love to binge this show in like 1 weekend.
I can't stand to wait.
Well, getting into the plot and everything, you know, it's a really interesting beginning. We're on the beach, 2-day blackout. I started thinking of shows like Memento, you know, where everything had to be put together backwards. Like, how did you all want to do that? Because it feels like this is a really fun way to tell at least the first half of this season of what the hell is going on.
Well, I love the metaphor of like, you know, you're investigating something, but you're really investigating yourself. And I kind of think like every detective story, every good one sort of is that. So this one is like a little more literally that. It's sort of like she is the mysterious body that we find. So it's like Jackie is at the center of the mystery this season, which I love as kind of metaphorical, but also literal.
Yeah, Monica, the lines here, you know, I knew that I couldn't drink since I was 17. You know, it feels like she's tired of herself. She knows that she's destructive. You know, there's a grand reckoning. I mean, the reckoning is sort of always there, but especially in this one, I don't know, can you talk a little bit about the journey and how as an actor, you know, you've got to make that shift at some point, right?
Yeah, man, it's a great, you're very good at this. There is a grand reckoning. Yes, that's exactly right. And she is sick and tired of being sick and tired. She says, I knew I couldn't for whatever, half of her life, right? So what has half of that life been? You know, it's coping every single day and misusing alcohol or drugs or partying or sex just to like stay alive and to try to feel something. And being with Jackie through all of that and how she's able to hopefully reckon with that and come out at the other side, you know, learning that she doesn't need all of those things to be herself and to feel a connection with herself and the people that she loves. That's ultimately what we all want. And then also like finally her mission or her calling, I would say, is to help people. She knows how to help. She knows that that's what she wants. She doesn't know how to do it without hurting herself or sometimes the very people that she's trying to help. So, gosh, that was good.
It sounded great. You're really good at this.
You're really good at this. I feel like we should do this again sometime.
I would love to.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Monica Raymond and Rebecca Cutter.
Do you find that you're the type, like, playing a character like this for as long as you have now for these 3 seasons over multiple years, is it emotionally heavy?
Yeah. It is for me, but you know, Rebecca is such a great collaborator. We work very intimately together on the show. So it's almost like I immersed myself completely in it for 3 years. And every day, like we give ourselves to our work. So it can be emotionally taxing whenever, you know, we wrap and we go home for the day. But on set, like there's also so much joy and so much lightness when we're filming these really dark scenes. It's important to keep that going because it's fun. It's still fun to do, you know? It's sad and dark, but it's really fun to shoot.
I will say in some of these scenes, Rebecca, I don't know how much you could talk about the addition of, what you've got going on with Rachel. Because this seems like, what can we do with this character? How far can we write this character? Like, what was that?
You know, that's one of those situations where the casting ended up being so good and so much better even than what we imagined in the room. You know, it was one of those things where like, she could be this type of person or she could be this type of, and then this Janine came in and just killed it. And everybody was invigorated by her. She just brought this new energy. And I don't think you got to have a scene with her, but
I direct her.
Oh, you directed her. Yeah. So you know what I mean? Yeah.
She's amazing. I'm like huge fan.
Just a powerhouse. She just pops. And so
she's incredible.
You know, but it's fine. But I think I'd written them all before we cast it. So it's like, so that was just one of those situations where you just get the gift of seeing it come alive from, and you can't really take credit for it at a certain point because she's just going with it, you know?
Every time she's on the screen, I find myself going, no, 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 no.
Something's going to happen.
In the best way. Monica, you did direct, and that's happened before, obviously, in the past. But with this one, I'm looking at it, episode 3 with Fallbrook. How did you want to go? How did you want to tackle that one? I mean, what is it for you to make that transition and maybe even specifically on this episode?
This is good. This is a good question. I'm still learning my process of directing while I'm acting in something. I've done it twice now, and I'm figuring that out in real time, actually. That storyline, I'm trying to remember, that was with Michael and with the girl and stuff. So it was important for me to like make sure that we could track, make it very clear what was happening in the episode. Something that I like to do as a director, I really like to focus on performances because I'm an actor, and that's sort of that's where I feel really good. So collaborating with the actors, and then if Jackie's in a scene, really letting the co-stars be a part of the decision making when we're blocking it, when we're coming up with it together. I always have a plan, of course, but it's really important that the other people in the scene take ownership over it when I'm directing. And that's like a very singular, specific technique that I'm figuring out as I go. I don't know. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
It does. And I'm even impressed. Like I'm impressed with any time, you know, shows multiple directors, that happens. That's the norm, but that you can keep the tone of it and maybe somehow give your own imprint. Like, I don't know how important that part is, but that tone is still there. I mean, how important is that for you, for either of you,
it's
when you're directing?
Probably the most important thing is like, if I'm directing a show, any show, I'm a director for hire. So the most important thing is that I make sure that Rebecca's tone is achieved no matter what, because she's the story writer. She's the boss. Every word is important to make sure that we keep it in the world of the play. I can like bring my own vision to it, but my job is to make sure that my bit is a part of a whole.
She's a fantastic director, and it's just the fact that she knows the world and she knows the characters. I mean, you have a fantastic eye too, but like that consistency and the love you show to the cast and to give everyone their best performance. It's she's a very special director. I'll say that.
Thank you.
I
do love
it. Very special director.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Monica Raymond and Rebecca Cutter. And I love the soundtrack. I always love the soundtrack. It's one of my favorite soundtracks. I was taking my notes, Southern Culture on the skids and the regrets and the Textones. It's top-notch music. And my props to the music supervisor, whoever's putting the stuff out there too. So,
Keir Lehman.
Yeah, right on. And then The Hunting Wives is next, I read.
Yep. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
A little lighter, although still a lot of murder and a lot of sex and a lot of soap and a lot of propulsion and a lot of excitement. But yeah, it takes place in Texas with a bunch of wealthy housewives, and we'll start shooting later this year.
Well, I look forward to everything from both of you all. This season was so much fun, and I seriously mean that. Thank you for doing what you all do, and for, of course, taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My thanks to Monica and Rebecca. Season 3, the final season of Hightown, is playing now on Stars. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Please, again, do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around so you can keep up with all the interviews that you'll get every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then do me a favor, after that, head over to WFPK.org. You see, that's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of great new cuts. You get classics from the 80s and 90s. There's lots of music news, bonus interviews as well. One of my recent episodes had the featured the music of, the Pixies, The Clash, The Specials, Nouvelle Vague, Fatboy Slim, No Doubt, David Bowie, Yola, My Morning Jacket, Waxahachie, Bob Dylan, Etta James, Pearl Jam, Paul Westerberg, Noah Kahan, Mumford & Sons, Moby, Beastie Boys, The Mountain Goats, St. Vincent, Middle Kids, Portugal, The Man, Rebecca Ferguson, and my interview with actor David Alan Grier as we talked about The Color Purple. Again, just an example of what you get every weeknight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.